do you think the criticism coach has gotten is?
I have nothing to do with that, coach.
He's under fire for.
I have nothing. No comment on that, sir.
You don't feel the need to support him.
Anybody else?
I guess. What's the mindset of the team going out to San Francisco?
We're going up there to win. We expect to win just as we do every game. We can feel how we want to feel during the week, but we just got to go out there and execute the game plan. It's just been a lot of mistakes made, which are all correctable. But we just got to go out there and, put what we put on the practice field on the game field.
What's the state of the locker room in your estimation?
I mean, I don't understand why anybody, would think that, to address your point, why Coach McAdoo has lost the locker room, that's false. And to answer your question that you're so adamant about getting a response from me on, whoever was anonymous, whoever said it is a coward, flat out. I mean, if you're not man enough to put your name behind something that you feel, because that hasn't been echoed to anybody in this locker room. I mean, we could have talked it out if you feel that way. It could have went differently, but point blank, whoever said it is a coward.
How disappointing is it to see someone from here?
That's about all I got to say on that.
Can you talk to the team about that?
No, sir.
Why not? You don't think it's necessary?
Mm-mm. There's no need to make a big deal out of it.
You don't think it could sort of spread?
No, sir. Only the media thinks that. Locker rooms don't work that way.
How do they work when something like that happens?
You been around a while?
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot?
I'm not a player, though. So
I'm saying you've seen a lot? Could you feel the temperature of the locker rooms you've been in where you've seen that?
Depends.
Yeah. I mean, the way that y'all see leaders, or I hear a lot of people speaking up on it, everybody doesn't lead that way. Don't need a rah-rah guy and a vocal leader. We got a lot of great guys in the locker room who self-motivated. Things just aren't going our way right now. So it's easy to criticize or even formulate an opinion when you're not in this locker room. You don't know the men in this locker room. And, I challenge anybody who say otherwise.
Ben talked about having an open-door policy. He said he always has an open-door policy against mm-hmm. come talk about anything.
Yeah, it's been
there. How much have you used it? How much have you seen the other guys use it?
Well, that's not usually something that's talked about. I'm not going to just sit there and tell anybody, I went upstairs and talked to Coach McAdoo today. He said that from day one, from the very first day I've been here, and it's still the same now. If you got a problem, go talk to Coach McAdoo. It's just – It's cowardly for you to go sit down and tell the reporter who's only doing a job, something that has to deal with the guys in this locker room.
Do you think he's become an easy target because of the record?
Who are you talking about?
Coach.
Anybody else?
Damon, have you ever been in a situation where you felt as though you needed to get a message out through the media in terms of saying about what you feel about the coach?
No, I mean, that's going to be addressed internally. I would hope whoever told y'all, when they told y'all, don't tell y'all the outcome of, what's going to be said. Whether it's by coach or by a player, I have no idea, but it's going to be addressed.